Summer is a season loaded with great traditions, and for many kids, one of the most memorable is time spent away from home and their parents at camp. For our series Mornings in Michigan, producer Lauren Talley grabbed some bug spray and sunblock and headed out to capture the sounds of morning activities at a YMCA camp just outside of Jackson.
Camp Storer sits on 1,250 acres. The landscape is dotted with pine trees and tall grasses. When I arrive, sandhill cranes graze and mist rises from the fields. It's just before 7 o'clock as I head into one of the girls' cabins.
Girl, you know we
all right, ladies, it's time to wake up.
That's 19-year-old counselor Samantha Grahowski.
Around 7, I'll turn my speaker on, play some music. I usually play 3 songs. The first one is the least annoying, and they progressively get a little bit more annoying to get them out of bed.
I hope we have waffles today.
While the girls finish getting ready, I go outside and find some boys playing a game called Gaga Ball. Walter Gable is running around inside an octagon-shaped ring, trying to avoid getting hit above the knees by a rubber ball.
I like the game because it's fun to me, and I love getting people out. And I've won 2 games already.
Then it's time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Some 300 campers ranging from age 8 to 16 gather around the flagpole. After the pledge, it's time for breakfast. While the kids wait for other campers to set up the tables inside the cafeteria, the counselors lead them in songs.
Rise and shine, give God your glory, glory.
Leanne Winslow is an intern at Camp Storer.
They're usually a little groggy in the morning once they're waking up because they're not used to waking up this early, you know, in the summer. And so it kind of gets them excited to just scream and yell and have sing songs and do goofy things in the morning.
Don't forget, make the best of your morning. Go out there, make a difference.
I haven't had a muffin yet.
The mornings move quickly at camp. For Counselor Harrison Fisher, tea time is one of his favorite parts.
Morning here is just a little bit different. Rarely am I so reflective in the morning at home. Usually I'm struggling to wake up, but here the kids are ready to go, so you have to be ready to go with them. And if you're not, they'll leave you behind real quick.
At tea time, campers learn moral lessons from stories. Today they're reading from Dr. Seuss's 10 Apples Up on Top.
If anyone listens, what's the moral of the story? Yeah, you do.
Just because you can have a certain amount of things and you're not better than everyone.
Yeah.
After tea time, campers break up into groups for various skills clinics. Paddling.
Push your kayak into the water about
sailing.
So a one loop with a catch is called an overhand knot.
Science.
We are doing a class called Microscopic Ponderings.
High ropes course.
Climbing on safely.
Arts and crafts.
Today we have a cabin of Ottawas making kites.
And working with barn animals.
First, feed them and scoop the poop.
Counselor Samantha Grahowski says camp is her favorite place on the planet. And she says counselors help make mornings special here.
Normally when you're like out in the real world, mornings are kind of boring because you're just tired and like just waking up. But counselors somehow have this like new boost of energy that just like gets everyone hyped up by doing like songs. And a lot of the most fun things happen in the morning.
Grahowski says counselors also help kids feel less homesick, which can be a problem at the beginning of the week. But for 11-year-old Evelyn Watts, that feeling went away pretty quickly.
You think you'll miss your parents? The first day I was missing my mom, but now I'm having so much fun, I don't really think about her anymore.
For Michigan Radio, I'm Lauren Talley.